Childbirth. Women to take charge in childbirth, the time has come now when there are to be, and there should have been long ago, sensible changes. Men have their appointment to take care of the men, and women are to take care of the women. But when it comes to bringing the men and women together in private practices of childbirth and such cases, to have them associated right together, I should say it is not right nor to be justified. Women had their appointed work in Bible times, and these women took charge of the women, and there was a special understanding that was the way it should be. And that is the way it should be now in childbirth. Let the women be as thoroughly trained as the men, and let them take charge of these matters. I speak intelligently. I speak because I understand what I am speaking about, that there is too great a commonness. Not to open door of temptation, I have had this before me time and time again. I have put it in writing for fear I might be taken away. But I want to say that we must step up onto a higher plane of action, and if we will do this, the Lord will let His blessing rest upon us. I have had so many letters from women and from men about their falling right under the temptations of the devil as they were brought in connection with the childbirth of women. I do not need to argue this, because your own sense will tell you that we are in a world of temptation and trial. And we are to purify ourselves from every such thing. God help us. You have no need to have me dwell upon this any longer. The light given me is that we open the door to temptation and for transgression. Let us have just as much a duty to take the burden that rests upon the women for the women in childbirth as it is possible for us to do. This is the right as it is presented to me. In Bible times, women took care of women. I have felt recently that it should be so arranged that the women will have greater responsibilities. It is their privilege to be educated in some lines of work just as thoroughly as the men are educated. In Bible times, the women always took charge of the women, and the Lord worked with them. I want to say there are many temptations presented to me by individuals, and that I have kept my own counsel. I have not said anything, but it has been sins brought in by this commonness and the temptations that come in. Now, I know of some that have been tempted over matters. I know the women for myself. I know the women are clear, and they are not to be censured, only in one point, and that is to take their stand of propriety and not to mix and mingle right together, the men and the women taking charge. Midwives to take responsibility. I have written to you the instruction that has been given me regarding the special work to be done by the lady physicians in our sanitariums. It is the Lord's plan that men shall be trained to treat men, and women trained to treat women. In the confinement of women, midwives should take the responsibility of the case. In Bible times, it was not considered a proper thing for men to act in this capacity, and it is not the will of God that men should do this work today. Very much evil has resulted from the practice of men treating women, and women treating men. It is a practice according to human devising, and not according to God's plan. Long has the evil been left to grow, but now we lift our voice in protest against that which is displeasing to God.